You can't be yourself by yourself. Now, I don't watch that much reality TV, but a couple years ago, one show caught my attention. The show's called Alone. Now, in the show Alone, a group of people are dropped in some remote area, separately from each other and kind of far apart, with very limited gear, and they have to live on the land as long as they can. So the winner is the person who gives up last or stays the longest. Now, what I found most interesting about the show was that in many cases, it was loneliness that did people in. In one episode, one of the participants was so adept at living off the land that he had in effect built a home, chimney and all, and had stockpiled plenty of food, but he gave up explicitly because he was lonely. Now, human beings, as I'm sure you know, are fundamentally social. We have a basic need for social contact. Studies suggest, in fact, that biologically, social rejection is experienced in ways that mimic physical pain. Isolation and loneliness are associated with negative psychological and physical outcomes. And this is more than just a psychological concern. Poor relationships are associated with a host of poor health outcomes, including cognitive decline, weakened immune response, and accelerated dementia. Now, again, what does this tell us? It tells us that to be fully human, to be a healthy human being, requires communion with others. Living a healthy life requires relationships.